Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 6 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 6 degrees.
WARCY. WARCY. W8RCY.
Updated weather. Special weather statement.
W8RCY. Are you copying me?
Well, I got that transmission. If you responded to my call, I did not. You're coming in loud and clear to me, but I don't know if you're, you know, sending or receiving, I guess. KF8FGT.
NATF.
Trying to make some test calls. I think somebody else might be having trouble.
NATF, Shabby.
KF8FGT copying.
I'm in a bit of a weak spot until I get further south here this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, somebody else was on, and I'm terrible with remembering call signs, but he was loud and clear, but I thought maybe he was, he asked if I could hear him respond him, and I think, I don't know if I was missing something or if he wasn't transmitting or what, so.
That I'm not sure of. I just jumped in the truck and turned on the radio and heard you call out, so I figured I'd say good morning.
Yeah, it seems like Monday came early.
Yeah, I blinked and I got here, so I'm not happy about it.
KD4 is ZYQ, monitor.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I gotta say, it can be confusing getting up in the morning and turning on the radio and scanning the different repeaters. Not all of them have the correct time, which I don't go by anyhow, but just interesting to hear the different times of the repeater stamps. I look at my clock, and I'm tempted to get on the radio in the morning and go, whatever radio I'm on or frequency I'm on, and repeater to say, good morning, this is the K8 FBI. It is 6:52 a.m., February 2nd, 2026.
Okay, WERCY here. The monitor is working. I am on the Detroit hub repeater, not on the normal one for my node. So my node is now working, and it looks like the clocks are working, and everything's back to normal. So I don't know what happened, but, I'm switching back to the Warren repeater. So I'll be off the air for a second.
KE4ZYQ, and I wasn't referring to the FBI repeater being wrong timestamp or anything, just other ones I'm hearing, just an FYI.
What's the thing?
I'm pretty sure when they configure the back end of these computers, or I'm sorry, repeaters with ASL or whatever they're using, there's a time zone. Time server, like NTS, or something like that. And if they don't use the same one, that could be it, or maybe they put the time manually, I don't know.
Good morning.
That guy will know.
Good morning to all. Good morning, Sean. And just an FYI for a little short comedy routine. My second oldest brother, he thought he was a comedian. He tried to be. And somebody would say something about somebody being smart. He says, yeah, I know, he's real smart. He got smart with me just the other day.
That's right. They're always smart. Anyhow, we got network issues this morning. Anthony and I were talking with Donald over on the 2.6, and that was standalone. I don't seem to be hearing anything on UMP, but that makes me wonder where Joe is. I'm on LTS right now. Dakota, I imagine you're up there in the Romeo Richmond area, but trying to make some sense at all. It looks like the network's discombobulated. Let's see if Anthony's in here and pass over to Dakota.
W8RCY back on my normal node there for the hub.
Anyhow, I'm really wondering what's going on. Anthony was going to go over to the LTS, but I don't hear him unless he doesn't have it in his radio, right? Donald, are you here with your node?
Hey guys, I am here. KE8RUH. I just had to find it in my radio.
To answer Sean's question, yes, I'm back on my node, and I'm back on the FBI node here in my area, the one that I usually sit on, because I was on the one downtown to test it out. Back to you guys. Anthony, I guess, and Sean.
I made it over, gentlemen. Go ahead, Dakota.
Good morning. I got those jackets in the truck, so if you get time or whatever, let me know. Or if you're meeting up with Sean at any point, I don't think Sean wants any of my jackets sitting around, so never mind. But I got the jackets, so let me know if you're going to make it towards me at all.
I'll let you know. If nothing else, I'll definitely be able to do it on Friday this week. I am not heading up north, so I'll be around working from home on Friday. But I'll see maybe today, tomorrow. I'll take the long way home and swing by you. I'll stay in contact with it, though.
Go ahead, Joe Kansas McDonald.
Yep, 84ZYQ, just didn't want to step on the usual bunch there. I'm a kind of a infrequent user, and I'm on the 075 FBI. I couldn't get into the Mount Clemens one. And if it helps anybody, it's not just this link system. Looks like the Northville is offline. Northville's not operable, at least on my situation, as you could get into that one. So over to Donald from KE4ZYQ, and again, good morning to all.
Well, I don't have much more to add because it looks like everything's working fine on my end. I am going to try to go back to bed and get a little bit of a nap. And I was up late last night with that missing boy right in my neighborhood, right in my backyard. It was definitely a sight to see the city of Madison Heights come out like it did. We had people all over our campus. Sean, you're familiar with that field between me and the hospital. That field was a sea of flashlights and, you know, bright lights going through there looking for that little boy. I was out there for about an hour last night before it got, just after dusk I was out there for a little bit, but it was too cold for me because I didn't have the shoes or the boots to wear. So other than that, that's all I have to say. And again, hope this thing gets straightened out, but it seems to be working fine now. I'll let everybody continue on. I'm going to start getting my day started. W8RCY.
Well, still broken, just as broken as it was when we got on it. But what it is the UMP and the 2.6 are standalone. So that's what's going on. Since those two are so central to our operation, makes for a big deal. Did they say where they found the boy? I finally got the message that, you know, he was found safe. And, you know, it was getting to be kind of worrisome, you know, that he freezed to death. 6-year-old boy, autistic, went missing yesterday at 3:30 in the morning. Sorry, 3:30 in the morning. As it started to get dark, we started to panic. They were out in force, helicopters, people on foot, everything. About right where Donald lives, and about a half mile tops from where I am. So it was quite an event. My Amber Alert went off about 4 times on my phone. Anyhow, that's what we're talking about. But they found him safe, as the last I heard, long about 10, 11 o'clock. And I'm just curious if he was just under some blankets in the living room or something.
Sean, I believe they found him in a neighbor's house. The neighbor was not home. The house was unlocked. And, yeah, so luckily it sounds like he was somewhere warm and safe. KE8RUH, this will be my final. I'm pulling into the office now. I'll listen out, though. I believe it goes to Dakota.
Take it easy, Anthony. I'm sure I'll talk to you via other methods here. And that's scary stuff, man. I got a handful of those things that I got to keep track of at all times, but thankfully he was not outside because in these conditions, a 6-year-old, I don't think he's going to fare very well. So, good. I'm glad they found the little dude. There was another station out here. I don't want to cut him out. There's a newer call. It's a KFA. FCC.
That's KF8 FTT. I was just kind of listening on the side because
some of the stuff you're talking about with the technical problems, I don't understand in depth, so I was just trying to hear and see if you explained it without me asking the question, so, yeah.
Real quick, Sean, yeah, Anthony pretty much nailed it. He was found a few blocks away, and he found an unlocked home with nobody home, and he kind of, like, camped out there, and when the family came home after 11 o'clock or so, they found him in the shower, taking a shower. So, yeah, it was all good, but I was totally impressed by the outpouring of the amount of people. I lost count how many times people looked in our dumpsters back here, with flashlights, police, fire vehicles, just citizens in their vehicles driving around. And that field, like I said, between me and the hospital on the back side of my property, which you've seen enough times, that thing was nothing but a sea of flashlights and everybody just calling out his name. So, all right, this is my final. I'll let you gentlemen carry on. W8RCY. Thank goodness the little boy's safe.
Well, I'm glad he had the wherewithal to check houses. Let me get in. His face in his shower? That's crazy.
Anything he's probably said, well, I'm supposed to be taking my shower now. That's crazy.
Anyhow,
yeah, good work. I was quite worried, about a little 6-year-old freezing to death in this weather. So, that's good.
And, yeah, sorry about that. FDD, I think it was. Sorry about that. I didn't know here. And,
says roll real quick. Is it just us three, Joe, Dakota, Sean?
Okay, I switched over to Richmond. Am I okay now?
You're light but readable.
I agree.
I have a real low spot here. UMP is down. Said I was getting the LP up. Takes long. I'm good. For the morning.
Donald also is there. That last one was a little bit lighter too. And those are two critical machines that are not online right now. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, guys, KE4ZYQ, I got to say, in all seriousness, I admire your perseverance, obviously, if you're going to work, which most people have to. So it's a rich, but thanks for going to work, and I wish you the best of travels to and fro. This type of weather and this type of temperature, it is not fun, even with a heated car once you get it heated, but nah, it's just not my time of year. I'm glad I'm not having to work still, because I don't know. When you get older, you can't tolerate the temperature changes too much. At least I don't. And I think it may go to Dakota. I'm not sure. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, I was talking about that with my dentist the other day, complaining about the cold, and it never used to bother me. And I think I'm back to that. It just took me way too long to get adjusted. And what he said, he's like, you're getting old. You can't handle the cold anymore. And I think there's some truth to that. Go ahead, Sean.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts I wanted to go to, and it is impossible to get to. Hold on a second, I gotta do some traffic. Unless you do what I just did, it's impossible to get to. Go like Dunkin' Donuts this morning. Oh well, what you gonna do?
Morning,
what happens when you don't lock the door?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Glad I could catch up with you. I haven't sort of been on the radio much lately. It's good to hear from you guys. I'm not sure where it goes from here.
Well, Mr. Rick, KE4ZYQ, good morning. I think I was after Sean. Well, guys, if you want something interesting, not that it's an interesting topic, but somebody, a friend of mine I was talking to the other day, was talking about somebody that passed away famous. I went to YouTube to look up some things about that, and it showed a video showed all the people famous that passed away in 2025. You can find that video. It's interesting how many famous people have passed away. And I'll give you an example. The mother of Macaulay Culkin in the one with him in it, that Home Alone, I think it was, the mother of him passed away. But if you find that video, you'd be shocked how many people passed away last year. Over to Dakota, I believe.
I'm in my trainer here. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I'm going to hand it over to Sean and then hand it to Rick and then back to rotation.
I'm at the drive through here. Let me bag out for a few.
Okay, Sean, I guess I'll take it there. I'm glad I caught up with you guys. There's a lot of gun stuff going on you guys probably aren't aware of. The wonderful Lansing cartel here last year changed the stand your ground laws in Michigan. It's still stand your ground in the house, but as soon as you step out the door of your house, whether your own property or not, or out in the public kind of thing, you now have a duty to flee. So things are changing. I'll let you chew on that for a minute. K-8-W-O-J, Joe, I think it is.
Yep, KE4ZYQ in the group. Well, in that case, word of advice, if you have to defend yourself on the front porch or just off your porch, make sure you drag the SOB into the house and wipe up anything that is outside and say that you brought him in the house just so he wouldn't get too cold this time of year. Over to Dakota.
Yeah. Well,
I guess like Joe said, drag it inside. I don't run.
Wait a minute. What did I hear? There's a change in the standard ground laws. What, here? Yes. This last summer, the Lansing cartel here in Michigan changed it from stand your ground wherever you are to stand your ground in your house only, and everywhere else you have a duty to flee first. If, on the other hand, there's nowhere to flee to, or you're an old handicapped person kind of thing and you don't have the ability to flee, then you have no other choice to stand your ground. But if you're not, you have the duty to flee. And they're keeping it, they kept it pretty quiet. My opinion, laws like that, when they are changed, should be advertised. That should be, you know, part of the nightly news. It should be advertised all over the place. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. I like to take an impromptu, just a yes and no, or whatever question from all those on frequency here, that if you have a permit to carry and the law says you have a right to bear arms and protect oneself, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and you pay a fee to get that permit, and then supposedly that comes an expiration date, I thought your rights don't expire, and I thought extortion was when you have to pay a fee to exercise your rights. What is the difference, Dakota?
Well, I try to keep my political opinions off the air as much as possible, but for the record, I believe the federal government is trying to change the CPL crap where the fee is going to be like, I don't think there's going to be a fee or it's going to be greatly reduced, and then I don't know, there was a couple other things with that, because people are complaining, like, why do I have to pay $105 or $110 every 5 years to renew a license that I should be constitutionally granted as a law-abiding citizen? So I think there are some changes coming with that, but like Rick said, we got the Lansing Mafia that will do everything they can to keep that from happening.
Make Sean's still out. And by the way, the Lansing cartel there is also jumping on the California bandwagon and trying to get rid of AR-15s in Michigan. It's really weird because the Supreme Court has made a 180-degree turnaround, and they are pretty much supporting the Second Amendment, and states have now decided, well, we're just not going to pay attention to them. And as far as I know, there's no recourse. So it's very interesting.
Pardon me, that could change somebody's life forever. A lot of people's life. And then you get magnetized to that, right? So, all right, anyhow, I'm up here at the office. I fall on my spot, pull in here, collect up all my stuff, get inside, and start another week Monday. W-8-F-U.
I'm sorry, Sean. Apparently I double-gooed you. I apologize.
I'm at work. W-8-F-U.
And thank you, Rick. We got both of you separately. KE4ZYQ, I think I got it. Well, not to get political, like you said there, Dakota, I was just going to say, I looked up in my particular dictionary about assault weapons, and I think assault weapon is when you take too much salt, you use too much sodium, and it can affect your health. So they're trying to cut out a salt weapon. So I hope that works out for those for their health. Over to you, Dakota.
That's the flip side is, it's just the state government, which no one really takes seriously anyway. And if the ATF finally gets abolished, which I'm hoping is going to happen here, where they're going to get greatly crippled to where they can't do anything, I'm not all too worried about it. And it doesn't bother me a whole lot either, because I don't really own any of those. They've never really tickled my fancy, as crazy as that sounds. I don't care for them. I don't like hunting with them. They're cool and fun to shoot. They're cool to look at, but I am a traditionalist, a purist, if you will. I like my bolt guns that can shoot dimes. I don't really care about how many rounds I can put down range and how fast.
Dakota, you sound like me in the past. I was exactly the same way. And somebody sat me down, some ex-military sat me down one day and let me play with one, and I was hooked after that. not having to cycle the bolt, it doesn't seem like much, but it's kind of fun, and they can be just as accurate kind of thing. And by the way, if you have a semi-automatic pistol that has a threaded barrel, you now have an assault pistol, and those are going to be disposed of also. The definition for the assault stuff is just all over the place.
Well, K4CYQ, I'll change the subject. I think they say that the groundhog is today, and we'll see how many more weeks of winter we have, or if anybody survives this kind of weather. And I don't know if Rick remembers me saying this a few months ago. I said, I have a feeling this year or soon we're going to have a bad part of this winter, because it's been too nice too long and we haven't had something odd with a lot of snowfall or ice, or the most chilling weather we've had in a while. Dang if it didn't come true. And it's not my fault, so don't blame me. Over to you, Dakota.
We'll make this my final, because I'm pulling into the office here. Rick, don't worry. I've built several, and I can run them very proficiently. I just don't, they just don't get me excited. I don't know what it is. And my assault pistols, well, how else am I going to put a suppressor on it? So, hello, Lave. And, yeah, that groundhog, what is it? Is it the not see a shadow or see a shadow? Either way, if I get a longer winter, I'm shooting every groundhog I see this spring. All right, everyone have a good day. N-A-D-E-F.
Boy, that's a long tail on that. I'm on the KCAWS there. Have a good one there, Dakota. We'll catch you later. And, yeah, I've been spending about 3 hours a day out in this weather, about an hour and a half in the morning and an hour and a half into 12 hours later in the evening. but I put on about 10 pounds of clothes.
And 7-3 to the Dakota there from KE4ZYQ. Well, Rick, you're a better man than me, Gunga did. I go out there for whatever I have to briefly and get in and out of the car or whatever. Yeah, you get all, if you still have some of that facial hair, you got a lot of that caveman capability there. I don't have that. In fact, I got shaved and cleaned up yesterday, and I don't even have any hair on my head anymore. I trimmed off all that peach fuzz that looked like it was like a lawn that was messed up by a bad lawnmower.
Well, I got to get out there. The cat counts on me, so for her survival, so I got to do it, kind of thing. And yeah, the beard, it actually comes in really handy. What I do is if you leave it out loose in this weather, your breath turns everything to ice. So you got ice on your chin and on your mustache. So I tuck it in my coat. And zip it up tight kind of thing, so it's stuffed inside, and it sort of acts like a scarf and keeps the wind off my neck. K-E-W-K.
Well, it's like blown-in insulation in an attic. There you go. You got some R3 value or something, maybe. You never know, or whatever they call that. But, you know, I'm receiving everybody today, as usual, on this repeater. I'm on the 075, you know, FBI, K8 FBI. And I have a 4 over 0 reading, Roger.
Yeah, I don't know which one that is. I'm on the Detroit, the KC8 LTS there, and you're just loud and clear. Dakota was pretty good. I had a hard time with Sean. I don't know which repeater you're on there.
Yep, K4ZYQ. I'm on the Romeo K8 FBI. That's the 447-1075. But not running a bunch of watts, but enough to get in. That's good to hear I'm making it. But anyhow, boy, it's good to hear you. I wasn't expecting to hear you on any repeater this morning, but it's good to hear you.
Yeah, thanks. I haven't been on in, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks or so, I guess. I just haven't been doing so good there. But this morning I just happened to look at the time and I thought, well, the boys are probably on their way to work, so I might as well fire it up. And as soon as I turned it on, there you were. So I thought I'd jump in and say hello.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised checking the other two frequencies of the other people going to work. I checked the old, whatever, .100, you know, the group that goes at 4:30 or 5 in the morning, the later one. Neither group did I catch, so I caught this group. There's three groups now, so I catch whoever's out there. But the Northville seems to be down. I can't open up the Northville if something's happened. I don't know if you have ever been able to get in it, but I can't now, at least not this morning.
Well, for quite a while now lately, you know, I've got dual VFOs here on this mobile, and I have one always on the FBI system and the other on Statewide 1, DMR, so I don't really scan around the other repeaters much anymore.
Yeah, KG4CYQ, well, that's pretty neat. Have you used the 300? You use your 300 much when you get a chance?
No, I haven't actually. A couple weeks back, I think when Tom got his new Yaesu radio, I thought, well, geez, you know, just in case he wants to talk to C4FM or something like that, I ought to check this one out. So I fired it up and I saw it was missing a few repeaters, so I programmed some repeaters in there, but that was about it. Other than that, I stay on this Anytone with, you know, the regular FM and DMR.
Yep, when you first got that 300, I thought, I looked it up and checked some of the specs on it. I don't need another radio. I got, you know, 2 meters, 70 centimeters in this 991A awful, and I don't do a lot of the other avenues, but I thought, man, if I ever got another one, that 300 looks pretty sweet and has different things on it, and kind of liked it, so it may be an option in the future, but no time soon.
KS8DPZ, break.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg. AF8DBZ breaker, go ahead.
Yeah, station in there going. I'm not sure why he's not hearing you. At least he doesn't seem like it. I heard KF8, and I didn't get the last letters.
Well, hopefully you guys can hear me this time. Morning, Joe. Morning, Ricky. I'm using Echolink because apparently there's part of the network is down. Now it won't let go.
good morning, and you have to work that time, that's for sure. Joe, go ahead.
Well, you'll have to refresh me, if you know this gentleman, you'll have to refresh me on his call sign, because all I got was PF8, and I couldn't tell if that was a DCE. I didn't get the last part of the PF8, I believe it was. So maybe if the gentleman is hearing me on Echolink, if you'd allow Rick to give me the call sign, or if you come in, let's hear it phonetically slower from KE4ZYQ. Must be a time warp involved or something. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, I think he's just having a little trouble with his echoing connection there because it was it stayed keyed up for a long time. Which everybody's got a problem sooner or later of one type or another. I was going to say something. I thought he said TF8PBZ, I think, was the call sign of it, I think, but I'm not real sure.
Yeah, it's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu, and yeah, Joe, we have spoken before. We've even done Simplex and stuff like that. It's just that we're having issues with the network right now, and this is almost my only way in, and even this is being flaky. Over to you.
Yep, KE4ZYQ, yeah, that echo link is definitely hanging up. And I got the call, and I believe Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Papa Zulu. And that would be Cliff. Yeah, and you're in Clinton Township. Shoot, you need to get an antenna like me or somebody up in an attic. If you got an apartment, a condo, whatever, get an attic up there or an attic antenna or something and get a little mobile radio. You'll be kicking butt over here in my neck of the woods. Over to you, Rick.
Well, fellas, and nice meeting Clinton, and I think we might have even talked before also. But I'm still trying to thaw out over here. I just came in, and so I'm going to get on out of here and get some breakfast going and do some listening there for a while. So good to catch up with you guys. You guys have yourself a good one, and we'll catch you later. KE8WOJ.
All right, well, you be safe out there, Ricky. Yeah, we've spoken before. And Joe, I actually have a base set up over here, and that's what I've been trying to use to talk, and we're just having issues all over the place. So basically, I'm going to back out at this point as well, at least off the 440 stuff. The digital still seems to work, and I got no problems with 2-meter. It's just in the 440 stuff, so yeah, be digital and 2-meter today. But 73, see you both. Have good days, and we will talk again soon. KF8 DPZ, clear.
Yeah, Cliff, no, glad you jumped in to say hello. I remember talking one time or another, but it's been a little while, it seems like. But if you hear any of us on 2 meters or anything else you can get into, aside from Echolink, by all means, jump in for the roundtable. But hope you do well. Have a good day. Stay warm. Stay inside if you can. I don't like this cold weather very long, being out in it, that is. 73 from KE4ZYQ to you both.
KCAKJO.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees.
Good morning, Tom, KUWOJ.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm fat, dumb, and ugly, same as always. How about you?
Hey, KJ, just starting off the day. I need a Warren, and then probably go over and do some cameras. We got like 6 of them we got to replace, maybe 7. That's one building. Hopefully the lift is going to be there. We got all the parts now.
Hopefully somewhere close, eh? Or do you have to go across the other side of the state again?
No, this is the one that we've been trying to get to. It's in Romulus over by the airport. And we get there and then find out that we didn't have the right pendant mounts for them. And so we're like, okay, got to order those. Got them ordered, and then we get those cold snaps for like, what, 2 weeks. And work out minus 10 degree weather is not advisable nor healthy, so nor safe. So we moved it for today.
Oh, I know what you mean, and glad you didn't have to get out there. I take care of a feral cat there, and she's got to be taken care of every day. So I know what you mean. I spend on average about 2 to 3 hours a day out there with her. But I put on about 10 pounds of clothes.
You should get one of those outdoor cat houses. My daughter bought one for a feral cat that was at her shop. And it's got like a little door for it, and I can sleep inside kind of thing. I don't think she paid that much for it.
Oh, I bought her a nice one there a year ago last fall. All insulated, real nice kind of thing. Got an escape door, and it's really nice, and she won't use it. But, we have a, what do you want to call it, like a gazebo kind of thing. It's like 12 by 16 kind of stuff thing. And, you know, in the summertime you can hang mosquito netting and stuff on. But if you're in the winter, it's got an actual tent that goes over the thing. So she stays in there and stays on the furniture in there. So she's out of the wind and out of the precipitation anyway. And then I go out there and feed her and warm her up, and then I cover her up with a whole ton of fleece blankets.
Well, there you go. Yeah, if you put the cat food in the warming house, she'll go in there, or at least she should. But sounds like you got it all figured out.
Yeah, she trained me pretty good.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, she's in there, she's staying in there, and she trusts you. That's all that matters. I mean, our two cats were feral when we got them, but they were kittens.
Yeah, I've got her, what was her kitten, laying on the bed right here behind me. And she had a litter, and she dumped them off on the back porch here at the deck. And the little ones were here about a week or so, and then they started wandering, and they all disappeared. He was the only one smart enough to stay right here. And so he made it. And, yeah, she's been about a year and a half, I guess.
Yeah, when we got my wife's cat, she was pregnant. And had them on Easter Sunday. But she kept putting them in a litter box. I was like, what on earth? She wouldn't keep them in the box that we made her, you know, the birthing box. And she didn't know what to do with them. So We took her to the vet, and all the kittens got given away, and the one that was stuck, she, you know, we had surgery to get it out. We had her fixed, and she's all good now. She ain't so tiny, though. Her name is Teeny Tiny, but I call her Kitten, but she's a chunky kitty.
Yeah, they don't stay small very long. The one behind me here on the couch here, on the bed there, everybody just referred to him as little guy, the whole family kind of thing, and so I called him little guy for a long time, but then once I took him in, and because he started to wander, and we were like, oh, man, something's going to happen to him, so we brought him in, and now that I brought him in, and he's a lot more chummy, I call him Rambo. He likes to tear into me.
Yeah, it's the same as my wife's cat. You know, for some strange reason, when my wife is sleeping, she used to jump up on the bed and bite my wife in the head, but me, she would just lay next to me or lay next to my hand so I could, you know, scratch her head kind of thing. But now, I call her Chunky Kitty, and she weighs probably about 10 pounds. She's a furry little football with short little legs, but she's adorable.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Him attacking me is my own fault there. When he was growing up, he didn't have any little brothers and sisters to roughhouse with kind of thing, so I let him kind of attack my forearms kind of thing. He used to go crazy on him. I'd go to the doctor, and, you know, they want you to take your jackets and stuff off to do blood pressure and all this stuff, draw blood and all this kind of stuff. They'd see my arm, and they go, Are you okay? Are you safe at home? Are you getting abused at home? I have to laugh and go, yeah, I'm getting abused by the cat.
Yeah, she doesn't do it as much now, but, you know, she gets to the point where, I'm scratching on her neck or something like that, or, you know, scratching her back or, you know, her hindquarters. And then she gets overstimulated, and then she'll roll over and hit me. Besides that, nope. She sits on the edge of the kitchen table, on the edge of the bed, and she meows and meows and meows at me. And she wants me to pick her up. So I pick her up, and then I sit there and I scratch behind her ears, and scratch her head, and rub her belly, and walk into my arm. And she's pretty content after that.
Yeah, cats are so darn cool. This one, he gets feeling frisky every once in a while, full of energy, and he'll come up, and he started to learn, though. He's kind of learned the difference between a bare arm and one that's got, like, a hoodie, insulated hoodie on or something, you know. So now he's got to the point where he only does his attacking when I got some nice thick sleeves to help protect him. So, or a blanket. I'll stick my arm under the blanket, and he'll go crazy on it. So I'm appreciating that.
Yeah, she gets that way once in a while, but it's usually with the dogs, because the dogs will run after her and want to play with her, and she doesn't want to play, or they'll just walk by her cat tower, and she'll stick her arm out there and, you know, grab them with her claw. But, you know, they're learning to stay away from her when she's in that mood. Besides that, she curls up on my wife's lap at night, pit bull lays next to her, and, you know, the whole couch is filled with animals.
Oh, that's great. I had a buddy up north that had a cat and a German short-haired pointer and a black lab, and the cat used to sneak up on the dogs and bite them in the back leg, the big meaty part of the back leg, and then take off running and climb up in her cat tree there, and they couldn't get at her. And they'd give up after a while. She'd sneak down again, and she'd bite the other one and take off again. It was hilarious.
KCK Joe. And my daughter's cat is 17, and my dog, who's 6, she's a, what is she, a Mountain Cur Whippet. She'll go barging into my daughter's room, and go after her cat because she wants to play, start smacking and whatever else, and the cat goes, nope, not today, and she'll get her every once in a while, you know, but I don't know why, but she's slowly getting used to it. My daughter will bring the cat down, and my dog will sit there and sniff her, like, what's that kind of thing, and as long as you're with the cat, and as long as you're with my daughter's cat, my dog will be kind of all right, but still, she wants to get up there and sniff the cat and see what it's all about.
Holy cow, 17 years, that's kind of great there. That's the oldest cat I ever heard of.
Yeah, she's still got a little spark in her, you know, especially when it comes to her wet food, you know, because she's on special medicated food for her kids to use them. She meows and meows and meows, and I bring that up there, man, and she jumps up on top of her tower and climbs up there and is content as can be eating.
Yeah, I go out to beat the one outside, the mom of this one here, and as soon as she hears the sliding door open there, she jumps out of the tent there, and I said, okay, I'm coming, and she comes running out, meow, meow, and that's when the meowing started, meow, 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 and then she walks me back into the tent, back and forth, and rubbing on the legs, meow, 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 okay, it's coming, you know, and then once the food goes down, it gets pretty quiet.
And when I bring her food up to the, you know, to my daughter's room, when my daughter spends the night at her boyfriend, she'll come up there and she'll meow and she'll jump up. She knows what I'm bringing up. My dog's a schizo and is jumping 6 feet trying to get to the food dish, and I'm like, no, you ain't getting in there. But when my daughter comes home, my God, that cat goes ballistic.
Yeah, they're kind of like little kids that never grow up.
Oh, yeah, well, my daughter's had her since she was like maybe 6 weeks old. You know, she was a stray that my wife's friend brought to us. We weren't anticipating on keeping her, but my daughter got attached to her very fast and had her ever since. Well, my daughter's had her since, oh, she was like 8, maybe younger. No, scratch that, because she's, my daughter's 29, and the cat is 17, so, and she was like 12, I think. Yeah, 6th grade is when we got her, 5th or 6th grade.
Kind of thing, and ever since then, every cat we've had has been a stray that we just, you know, found and took care of ever since.
Yeah, my daughter's cat. Yeah, 17, so my daughter's had her since she was 12, and we've had Teenie since she was maybe a year old, you know, and that was, what, 2015, so yeah, she's about 10 or 11, you know, like you said, like you, yeah, you know, all our animals are strays or rescues, every single one.
Yeah, I remember the very first one, I think I was in 5th grade. We were living that 11 mile just east of Van Dyke. And there was a stray cat hanging around the shop my dad worked at. And the weekend came. During the week, guys would take turns feeding her during the day kind of thing. And then the weekend run around, there was nobody there. So it was only about 2 miles away. So my dad says, well, let's go down there and feed her and that. And so they went down there to look for her and couldn't find her. And came back home, parked the car, and were telling us that they couldn't find her kind of thing. And she come crawling out from under the car. It was cold. And when they parked the car, she climbed up in the engine, near the engine block there, and she spent that 2 mile trip running back in the car, in the engine compartment. So we decided to keep her.
Yeah, my family's done the same thing. And on that note, I have arrived at my first destination of the day. and I'll be back out in a while. So I'll say 73T for right now, Rick, and I'll be out soon. KCKGO.
Okay, Tom, take care and have a good day. Be careful out there. Catch you later. KEAWOJ.
Is that you, Freddy? W-A-F-S-M. W-A-F-U.
The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees.
KEAMOR.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Good morning, 1000 hours. Snow, 17 degrees.
This is KFAFJH, Hudson.
KFAFJH, KCKGL, sounding good to me, sir. A little bit of static, but still coming in strong.
Okay, I'm on a handheld, and I'm also inside a building. Am I making it in, or is there too much static?
There's a little bit of static, but completely readable, so you're doing good.
Okay, you're coming in pretty good, too. I mean, I have a little bit of static, but, I mean, not too much, but like I said, I am in a building, too, so... My receiving signal is a little bit more poor, and I'm kind of far away from this repeater. Back to you. This is KF8FJH.
Copy that. Which repeater are you on, and where are you located? KCKGO.
I'm not sure where this repeater is located at, but I'm pretty sure it's a little bit of ways away from me, but I'm in Sterling Heights right now.
So the Warren repeater would be your best bet, 442.600.
Oh, okay, this is the Warren repeater. Okay, I wasn't quite sure. Okay, then I'm not too far from it really, but I am inside a big building, so that could be taking away a lot of my signal too, but I mean, yeah. I'm not really sure what frequency, you know, I'm not sure how many repeaters are around here, but I'm just trying to use the see how they work. Back to you.
Yeah, that one's a little bit closer than Mount Clemens repeater. And then Detroit, the highest one up there as far as I know, and that's 442.175 with a PL-123. You can always put that into and try that one. But so far you're getting into the Warren one just fine on an HT inside of a building.
That's good. If you don't mind me asking, what radio are you transmitting on? I'm transmitting on a HT. It's a Baofeng PF-SA-HT Pro. It's a handheld radio, but I'm putting out about 10 watts of power. But I'm curious, what radio are you transmitting on?
I'm on a Yaesu STM-310DRASP, pushing about 50 on UHF, and I'm hitting the Detroit Tower, which is linked to Warren. But you're doing pretty good.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Well, I'm going to say 7-3 for now because my next class in my school is about to start, so I'm going to have to go, but I'll catch you later around my lunchtime. This is KSKH. I will be clearing your final.
All right, sir. 73 to you. Get back to class. And I'm usually out and about. Name is Tom Tangalaska Mike. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar. Sometimes they call me Cujo.
Okay, thanks for talking to me. 73 from KFA-FJH. I will now be clear.
73 KCKJ.
We got a substitute and they're not giving us any risk, so I'm just walking out here. Back to you.
Yeah, you're a little broken up now. I didn't get most of that.
But there's a substitute in our class today and I don't have any work to do, so that's why I'm on my radio. But yes, I am in that classroom. And that could be why I'm coming in pretty bad. Back to you.
But got some static. But I can still hear you a little bit there. Go ahead.
Got a question. You might be able to get me in better. If you can hear me, you want to switch to another repeater?
N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O. Good morning, Tim. KCK Joe. And then we have KF-8-SJH in class with a substitute teacher.
Well, good morning, Ben. Good morning, Tom. Tom, just want to let you know, Ben's coming in on the Romeo repeater. That's why he's scratchy. So they're all linked, Ben, so you know, it wasn't really mad about switching unless you had something else in mind other than the FBI network. But I'm just going to, you know, mention that because I'm looking at the dashboard. So I'm going to be in and out, turning it over to Tom. Both you guys have a good day. N-A-W-R-O. Over to KCA-KJO.
KCA-KJO. Okay, Ben. Sounds like you're on the Romeo repeater in Sterling Heights. Which is quite a distance for an HT. You want to go over to the Warren repeater, which is 442.600. 442.600 with a plus 5 offset and a PL of 123. 123. You got that?
Roger that, sir. I'll switch over there right now. This is KSA-SJH. We'll see you over there. Okay, this is KSH, Hector.
KF8SJH, PCK, Josh, I'm a little bit better now. Way better. Be on the right. You're in Sterling Heights. You got to be either HF2 or one of the other schools down there somewhere.
I'm closer to 17 at Dodge Park, and yeah, I think it's a good signal. Your voice is coming in a lot louder now. So the signal is definitely much better on the computer. Back to you. This is KF8SJH.
Yeah, he sound a little bit better. Listen, I'm in Detroit off the Detroit Tower, which, like I said, is linked to Warren and Romeo and Sterling Heights, or Mount Clemens, Richmond. I mean, all the way up the center portion of the state. There's like 15 repeaters. But you're coming in better. Still staticky, but not as bad.
This is KF8SJH. I'm going to stand by for just a second that way. Do this real fast. I'll get you in a minute, but I'll be back on here in a minute. Over.
Okay, KFAJ.
You know, Tom, I'm really surprised he even got into Romeo from where he's at. That was odd. I mean, a good odd.
Hold on, Tim, I'm on the...
Go ahead, Tom. NAWRO, go ahead, Tom.
Okay, this is KSA-FJH. Trust me.
KF8FJH. Ben, it's Tim again in Richmond, NAWRO. I see that you're on the Warren, sounding good. Like Tom said, that would be the best one for your current location.
Okay, that's good that I make it into here, because I know one I can make it into better if you want to switch the repeater. It's on a 443.550.
Try that, I might be able to get into that a little bit better. Stand by a minute there, Ben. NAWRO.
Okay, no problem. This is KSA-FJH.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Alpha, Marble Monitor.
You're coming in. I can hear you. Do I sound good on your end? This is KF8F3H.
KF8FJH, W8DPA. My name is Vladimir. I'm Marble now. In West Bloomfield, in the Commerce Township border, using 25 watts in my mobile station. KF8FJH, W8BBA.
Okay, that's good. You're putting out a lot of power there on the mobile radio. That's really good. I'm on a handheld. It's the Baofeng DS-FA-8T Pro. I'm putting out about 10 watts, and I'm also in a school building.
Coming through.
I didn't get you there. I only got a couple seconds of your transmission, and then you went completely out.
Okay, thank you very much. Here's over. I don't remember your name. Can you clarify it for me? KFJHWHDPA. What's your name, please?
me right there, but I think you asked what my name was, and my name is Ben. It's B-E-N. It's Ben.
Ben, okay. Have a nice day, 73-W-8-2-D-A-2. All
right, have a good day. We'll talk to you again later.
KF8FKH from NAWRO. Yeah, Ben, if you want to try the double nickel, we can QSY over there. Being inside the building, your signal does get kind of bad at times, but happy to try over at that other repeater. QSY.
Sure, we're going on 443.550.
That is correct. As always, if we don't make it, we come back here. Copy? NAWRO. NAWRO QSY.
WDAKLL. KF8DRC from WDAKLL.
WDAKLL. WDAKLL. I haven't heard Jack this morning. He wasn't there at morning crew. Have a great day.
Okay, I think it was Brian. Didn't get your call there, but appreciate it. Yeah, I haven't heard him in a couple of days anyways. You've been texting, but just thought I'd see if he had his radio on. All right, my friend, appreciate you coming back to me. WDAKLL, I'll be clear.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees.
Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha Station. You're partially into the machine. You're about 60 to 65%. KVA WTA listening.
Well, this is KSA FKA. I am in the cool lunchroom of my school, and I'm transmitting on a Falcon ESFAHD Pro, and I'm putting out about 10 watts through this handheld. I've tried my best, but I'm inside a building, so that's definitely taking away a lot of my signal. Back to you.
Okay, that was much better. And I did hear that you were in the school cafeteria. Your name here is Daniel, Delta Alpha, November, India, Echo, Lima. And I'm talking to you on a Yaesu FT991 Alpha. Back to you.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad I'm coming in here. A little bit worried that I wasn't going to get into this repeater. I'm located in Sterling Heights. Where are you located at?
I'm currently in Detroit, Michigan. Roger.
I think
Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. Okay, you are no longer legible. You are in and out of the system. But I am going to stand by. If you move to another location in the cafeteria and you want to try it again, I will be standing by. Here is Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha, Motor City, Detroit, Michigan.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec Whiskey. Radio check.
It's good.
Copy that. Thank you very much. CFA, FQW, clear.
CFA, FUW, I believe, what else is NAW?
Okay, that was Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec Whiskey, KF8FQW. I'm up in Tuscola County.
Where the heck is that at? Where is that? What county? Never heard of that county.
It's, pretty much right up by, I'm about 5 miles from Saginaw Bay, so I'm about an hour north of Lapeer, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm down here in Wayne County. How about that? Detroit, yeah, so I guess I haven't been that far north.
Yeah, copy that. I was working down in Dearborn for about 10 months a couple of years ago, and I'm getting ready to head down to Monroe, that power plant there in Monroe, just south of Detroit here in about a month.
Well, we're about in Dearborn, because I'm right next to Dearborn. I'm in Detroit, but I'm next to Dearborn. Dearborn, Rufford, what else? Dearborn, Rufford, those are two cities I'm near. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was right by the Rouge River, I believe. I was working at that Cliff Steel. It used to be AK Steel. You might know where that is. That was it's a pretty big outfit. It's right next to all that Ford Motor Company, some of their original locations over there.
Oh, you about, is that down there? Well, they probably, I think they built a new bridge down there, didn't they?
I think you're right on that. There was a good amount of construction in that area. Kind of got detoured around a little bit here and there. But, yeah, that's there's some rough roads around there, but the job was pretty good. Cliff Steel is, it depends where you are in there, but the job I was on was pretty good. I was staying up about a half hour north. I think I was in, I want to say South Haven, maybe. I had one of them hotels that had a little
little kitchen set up in it. Yeah, heavy traffic area.
South Haven? No, New Haven. Okay, I know where about where you were there. Somewhere down there, river. Okay. Can I ask you how long you've been licensed?
I'm a new hand. I've only had a technician license there for about not even a month. I pretty much just kind of testing the equipment, checking out all kinds of stuff. I really, right now, I don't even have the antenna outside yet. It's just up by a window on the second floor.
Oh, that's all right. I just, every time I hear KF8, I know that you're pretty new. You know, I can remember when it used to be KV8, KC8, KD8, KE8, and now they're KF8. I'm asking because I'm trying to see how far along the KF8s are before they turn into KG8s. How about that?
Yeah, copy that. That's pretty well. I just learned something there. How that second character moves along. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, if you hear any W's, usually they're old calls. But some people have sort of picked it up because the original person that had the call, they're silent key. So it used to be the W's, that's the oldest. And you might hear, see what was next. K-A, and you know, when I say K-A, I mean Kilo, the A, what's it, Kilo Adam, I forget what they call A. And then it went to K, that's when they went to KVA, so. Yep, all right. Well, I'm glad to run into you there. Can I ask you, do you have Echolink?
Yeah, my name's Curtis, by the way. Well, I didn't catch that last word you said there.
I was asking, did you have Echolink? Go ahead.
No, negative. I've heard a lot of guys talk about that. I've seen it in a lot of literature. I haven't had a chance to study into that or figure out what that is.
Well, do you have a cell phone, an Android phone, or an iPhone?
I've got a Android Samsung there.
Okay. Well, all you have to do is go to your Play Store and look for Echolink down there. And you can't get on unless you're a ham operator. You know, you have to and registered and I think they have to use a credit card or something just to, you know, charge a dollar. And they won't take it. They just want to make sure that's you. That's another way you can register, too. But go to your Play Store and look at that. And you can, you being a tech, you can still, you know, you can comes all over the world. Because, you know, I have Echolink on my phone, and I used it here when I was in the Philippines and talked to, you know, many repeaters over here. And it's pretty deep. It's a nice tool for us to get.
I'm going to have to check into that. Okay, I got a basic idea how that's the purpose of it there. Yeah, that's awesome. So the technician is in a high enough license to use that? I guess it would depend on what band you got to be on.
You don't do no band. I mean, any ham operator can download Echolink and talk all over the world here. Yeah, I use it pretty often, yeah, especially when I was a tech. I'm a general now, but still, I used to use that quite often, talking to my friends when I'm in out of state and stuff like that, man. It come in handy.
Yeah, that's information. I think you appreciate that. I'm
going
to have to check that out.
Thank you. W-I-8-X. Can I make a comment? No. Absolutely not. If you're going to talk against Echolink, no.
No, I was going to give you, tell him some of the praises. One time, Jay was in the Philippine Islands, and he called back on Echolink. It was afternoon over there. It was night over here. But we all yapped with him. That's how cool Echolink is.
Yeah, I did tell him that, Chris. And also told him that you don't have to be, you could be a tech, any ham operator can download that. Tech, general, extra, advanced, well, I don't know about, do they still even have novice? That's the only one that can't talk on the band.
Right, yeah, they still have novices, but the novices are not allowed to use it unless they're coming in on 220.
Well, I didn't know they gave the novice 220 privilege.
When they came up with the no-code tech, they gave novices privileges on 10 meters and also on 220.
Well, there you go. What was the name of the guy? Where are you? Saginaw? Where are you there? Go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Curtis, KF8FQW. I'm probably 35 miles northeast of Saginaw, right up by the edge of Saginaw Bay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What is your name again?
Curtis.
Curtis, have you ever contacted a fellow named Randy up in Carroll? His call is N8MAX, November 8 Max.
No, not yet. I don't think so. I've been jumping on they got that old ghost net 8:30 in the mornings. I jump on there sometimes, and I haven't run across that individual yet. Thank you.
Well, hi, my name is Chris. My call is Whiskey, India 8 X-Ray. Jay and I have known each other more than 30 years, at least 36 years, maybe 35 years. Anyway, my buddy Randy lives up there, and he just became unemployed, and so he's got a lot of time on his hands. He's playing a lot of radio, mostly FT8, but he does get on some of the local bands. He told me about that GoatNet, so maybe he gets on that.
Yeah, copy that, Chris. If I bump into him, I'll remember that. Thank you.
Go ahead, Chris. Yeah, okay. Well, what are you using now to talk on?
I've got an Icom 2730, and I've got a diamond, I think it's an X30A, a 4.5-foot antenna. I just got it inside the house, pushed up by the window, second floor. It seems to be doing okay.
Well, I don't know if you know, but if you go to your Play Store, you can download the ham radio directory, and it'll give you all the repeaters in your area and all over Michigan, really. It'll tell you how far apart it is from you there, Greg.
That sounds like something similar. I did get into repeaterbook.com, and I figured out how to. I've got a little Anytone handheld, and I
using repeaterbook.com, I figured out how to import whatever you pretty much. That's a pretty fantastic app there. I imported, I think, every repeater in Michigan on that one, and then you get in there and you can figure out how to sort them and things like that. I'm just starting to learn all that stuff.
Well, you're more advanced than I thought you were. And you got any tone, what any tone you got there? The 878, the 8, well, I thought you probably got the 868, because that's the oldest one, that's the first one that came out, which I got. Which one you got there?
It's the 878, it's got the, Plus 2 or something like that. It seems like a pretty nice radio. It's got the DMR capability, which I haven't even took a look at yet.
You got to get registered. You got to get better. You go on your computer or whatever and see how you can get your DMR code. You need a DMR code to get on to talk on DMR, and that's the you know, you can talk all over the place with that, man.
Yeah, I'll be looking at that sometime here pretty soon. But yeah, I did see that where you gotta get the register for DMR, and I think you need to get a hotspot too, don't you?
You may or you may not. I don't know. I don't know. You have to look up and see if you got any. Look on that repeater guide. Look on the one I got. I mean the one I gave you. Look up the repeater guide, and it'll tell you where if there's a DMR near you, and you won't have to have that hotspot. But most of the time, I mean, unless you really. unless you're really going to do some talking on DMR, yeah, you got to have one, I guess.
Yeah, copy that, Jay. I'm going to check into that, and also I definitely want to check that Echo link out. That's some pretty good information there.
Well, if that's the case, can you go to your phone now? And see if you can at least bring it up. I mean, see if you can see it on your Play Store and just download it. You got to make up a password and everything like that, you know, but you'll love that.
Yeah, the phone's downstairs right now. I gotta chase after this honeydew list here before I get in hot water. But I appreciate the information there, Jay. That's KF8FQW. I'll check. I'll look for you later on sometime and let you know how I made out with that. I appreciate the info. KF8FQW, clear.
All right. Christopher, you hear that? He got a little bit of that. These guys with these honeydews, I tell you. What do you think about that, Christopher? Yeah, look like old Christopher got us hanging there. All right, well, have a good day. I'll be around. I'm sort of jumping on different repeaters. Before you go, what's the frequency of the repeater you use up there?
Copy that. This one here is, I think I'm jumping. It's the Mayville repeater. It's 443-77500 to receive.
Okay. You're on UHF as well as me. I'm down here on 442-175 there. So I guess they got a couple of UHF repeaters linked in. I don't know if they got VHF, but all I've heard on here is UHF. All right, well, have a good day. I'll be around. So this is November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet, Lima. I'm going to be clear.
Okay, all those repeaters, like the one that he's on, are maintained by Sean. They all have 123 hertz tone on them, too, by the way.
Which one are you on?
I'm on KC8LCS downtown.
What is NPL?
It's the same repeater you're on right now.
Got that. What is the PL on this one? I know the flying deer is on this one too, and it's got a different PL, isn't it?
Same PL,
123. Got it. All right, later. NAW.
You're snowing by you. It's coming down hard over here.
Slow down a little bit with the King. You guys are way too fast. The KC8LTS is a Central Michigan Emergency Network repeater. It is not part of the FBI network maintained by myself. But we are partners, and we do connect up. So, all right, guys, just wanted to clarify that before somebody gets angry. W8FU.
All right, Sean. Yeah, I misspoke. You're right. I did do that. But I am correct, right? Almost all of these repeaters are linked together at the same time.
I think it's coincidental that TJ's is 123 along. All of mine are by design. I think TJ's is coincidentally. But I do not think you will find that to be the case throughout the Central Michigan network. As a matter of fact, I think Mount Clemens is 151. I think they run a lot of 151.3 or 4, whatever it is. So it's really going to be, it is a confederation of individual repeaters in many cases. So. It can be up to the individual owner. But in the case of the FBI repeaters, yes, those are 123 and TJ's as well, even though he's not technically, a Flying Deer FBI repeater. All right, anyhow, I got to get back to work here. W8FU.
All right, no problem. That's right. I think I heard Fred saying that he was maintaining it and that, because it was down for a while, and they did get it back up and running. I don't think TJ is coming down here from Grand Rapids anytime soon, not even to repair his repeater. But you never know. It'd be nice to run into him. Last time I saw him, he didn't have any kids. Now he's got 3 or 4. W.I.W.
Well, last time I seen him, he programmed my Motorola. So, and that's been, that's the first time I got DMR. That's been years ago. All right. Well, all right, Sean, you take care, and that's good information. I didn't know. I thought all of it was hooked up, the flying bee or whatever they call it, besides that. 73 from NAWL.
Okay, Jay. Man, what's up with you and Lester? God, Lester wants a whole inventory of your house. I heard that, Juso.
I was hoping people here. I'm tired of him. You know, let's talk about other things. We don't need to talk about personal stuff, man.
That's why I hate to tell people what I've got at home, because, that way if Jerry's looking. Hey, you never know. There could be teams out there waiting to hear where you're at, and doesn't take too long to find out. They could go clean you out. You'd never know who it was.
Yeah, that too. Gotta be very careful. So, all right, well, Christopher, I imagine a lot of other people are saying it, but I did it for a reason, man. I wanted to. One of them, he's been doing that quite often every now and then and stuff. It's just, it's getting a little bit annoying. So anyway, yeah, Chris, you see it snowing out there?
Snowing like a bitch out here, yeah. Oh, it stopped. Well, I did get I got an email from the Weather Service saying that it's going to be on and off snow shelf. Snow showers can make it a trace to up to possibly an inch.
And it's snowing over here, Christopher.
All right, well, they're squalls, you know. They come and they go.
Well, it looks like it's, I'm looking at my ring doorbell. It looks like it, woo, here it is. It has been snowing over here. Oh, brother. I thought that was it. I didn't have to use my snow plow again. But I guess we got another at least this month to go. But anyway, all right, Chris, I'll say 73 and keep warm. NAWG.
Supposed to go up to 25 today. I'm going to wait till about 1 o'clock and go pay my rent. Catch you later, Jay. WIDX.
All right. Later. Bye-bye.
The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.
Whiskey and Golf Hotel Zulu, Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
All right, I hear you. I'm just not out of the office yet.
All right, no problem. Hopefully you get out soon.
I'm pulling the Anthony. I'm on my ground wire connection. But, yeah, I'm staying 04, and then they're having the ARPSC meeting not far from here, so I'm just going to go to that. So I'm filling some time here, getting some other stuff done.
I'm assuming that's their leadership meeting.
Yeah, that's correct. Sorry, I had a little problem with my, well, actually, the problem was me, but I hit dismiss instead of hang up. How many times have you done that with this stupid app?
Yep, if you don't stay right on top of it, you can end up pressing the wrong button, that's for sure. All right, well, hopefully you get everything done with the extra few minutes you're sticking around there, and have a good meeting. I'll catch up with you in the morning. KE8RUH.
I do have a question, if you would indulge me. So right now I've got the my headset on, my Bluetooth headset, and of course I'm hearing you over it. But I'm going to move the phone way on my, I'm going to put it behind my back and down low. I want you to, I'm going to talk in this exact tone of voice. Tell me if you notice any precipitous drop off in my volume level. So I'm going to move the phone here and move it all the way back here, hide it behind me, bury it in some other stuff, and I'm just curious whether the audio dropped off at all.
The audio hasn't dropped off yet, so I don't know if you've tested, but I am here for your test.
Nope, that's what I wanted to know. So it's picking up, it's getting the mic and the speaker from the headset. That's good. So I don't have to worry about being close to the phone or have it up in distracted driver range.
Yep, that's for sure. Yeah, the app works pretty well. I like using it, you know, like when I go into the office in the morning to keep talking to you guys or keep listening. So glad it's there, that's for sure.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just put my radio on the repeater and then I'll throw that in my backpack, and that way I can continue listening. And then when I get in, I put it up on the Cisco. Oh, man, but it is convenient for when you have to hop out, or if you got to hop out when you get something and you can't wait for it to come around. It's a good way to jump out real quick when you get there. All right, I'm going to be going out to start the car up, get it warming up for a few minutes here. I'm going to be bagging out of here at 4. You'll probably be home by then.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, I am about 8 minutes from the driveway, so I will catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
Yeah, right about when I expect to hit the road. All right, we'll catch you later. WAFU.
W-A-R-C-Y to Anthony. I heard you earlier, but I was on the phone taking care of some business, so I couldn't pick up. Sean, when you made that transfer, you sounded just as good over here as you did to Anthony. So, okay. I just wanted to chime in real quick and say good afternoon. I was out and about on the roads today, and was in some snow squalls, but yeah, made it. So I don't know how the roads are now, but it sounds like Anthony got home okay. Everybody have a good evening. W8RCY.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
KE4ZYQ, KE4ZYQ, WIX. KE4ZYQ from WIX on KC8LTS.
KE4ZYQ here. What's up, Chris?
I thought QIQ timed out. It's a problem with the repeater. Dan might have to take a ride over there and give it a whack. Since the VCO is screwed up on it. Last time all he did was gave it a whack and it came right back to life. So there must be something else wrong.
Well, you see, I'm a pretty observant guy that said something wasn't working. And I may have been the first to bring it to anybody's attention, I don't know. But, see, I wasn't hallucinating, right?
No, you weren't. And I heard that happen this morning, but I thought it was timed out. And then I don't... Wait a minute. I keyed the repeater and nothing happened. So I used my super code to reset the controller, and nothing happened. And then it came back to life. And I thought, well, must have been a delayed reaction. But when it just happened now, I've been sitting here punching in different variations of the super code, and I thought, ah, that's not right. So I called Dan, and I let him know. And he says, yep. He feared, and so he'll have to take a ride down there later this week. I don't know if it's going to be today or it's not going to be today. Probably be tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Well, one other scenario I had in mind, being an inquisitive troubleshooting in my mind possibilities. As a ham radio operator, never working on repeaters or being involved with that, I always keep in mind some operator owner may have the ability to shut it down if they don't like the conversation. So I never discount the possibility that during a conversation it may get shut down. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's just it. The owner can't even tickle the repeater with a touchstone. I'm the closest one that can do that. Both NADJP and W2PUT, they can't, they couldn't shut it down if they tried.
Yep, can I sell that? I hear you. Oh, I'm not accusing anybody. I'm just saying, as a ham radio operator and what I've experienced, heard, and learned, and can almost sometimes assume that in the busy areas where people have control and all, you never assume that it's just a glitch. It could be, what do we call it, purposeful action, if you might want to give it a title.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, sir, but no, like I said, I'm the only one that's capable of doing that, and I don't do that. I don't even have a shut-off code. I have a reset code, but, oh, wait a minute, I do have a shut-off code, but I've never used it.
I came over on a different repeater here. I'm on the Mount Clements. I think it should be linked. Are you getting me okay?
Yeah, no difference. No change. You sound good.
Okay, Roger that. Yeah, because I was on the FBI the other. And you were a little noisy on that one, so you're better on this one. No, I've had an experience. I won't go into great detail, but I had an experience on a one that supposedly has a lot of spirit. Maybe about 76 years old, spirit of 76 years old, and I was on that. But the person didn't like me because I rooted for Michigan, and they were alumni of Michigan State. So I was kind of pushed off and made to have trouble, radio trouble for some reason here and there, for nothing I caused. No rhetoric, no arguments, no nothing. Just, you know, when they run a repeater and they don't like you, you know, anything can happen, right?
I suppose. All right. Well, I got to walk down to the office. That's going to take a while. So I'll check you later. I don't think, well, the repeater will be done until, you know, further notice. It might come back by itself, but that's no guarantee, you know. It did once today. It just might do it again. Maybe it's overheated and it's got to cool down or what. It makes no sense. It's sitting in a shack outdoors, and the shack is heated. But, you know, there's more than one repeater in that shack, too. There's a whole bunch of 800 repeaters in there, along with a couple of 450s, one of them being ours, a couple of VHF ones. But that's why it's so heated. They got a fan that's circulating the air, but they've also got a fresh air intake and another one to exit the air, but it never really gets super hot in there, especially in the wintertime.
Oh, C4CYQ, as you know more than I do, because you work on this stuff and know a lot of that, I'm just wondering if the repeater itself, that one, has something that needs to be changed in it. I don't know if they call it relays or what, but there's things that electronically get a little worn and get a little prone to shutting down or not necessarily overheating, but just not doing the job they're supposed to. So it wouldn't be surprising to hear that they had to change a couple things in it, nothing major, but a couple things that allow the repeater to operate and receive and transmit. So I'm amazed that stuff all works to begin with for any length of time. And as far as some of the repeaters get out, it's an interesting and amazing, and I'll never be involved in any of that because it'd take me a lifetime to learn it all. And I wouldn't even know what to do even after that probably. But, well, okay, well, thanks for the shout-out. You know, I scan whatever I got and whatever I can, and I'm glad I'm able to get into multiple ones so I don't feel like a red-headed stepchild. Locked into one or two different avenues, Roger?
Right, right. Well, no, it's a VCO. We're pretty sure. It was a VCO last time, and we finally wore out, and it probably gave up the ghost. We don't know. But he'll find out as soon as he gets over there, and he'll have a few extra parts with him, and if it's the power amp itself, he'll have a spare power amp in the car with him. Catch you later,
W. Yep, QSLX, and our follower, our shadow that was on the other one a while back, you were wondering about, I think they tried to follow over here, and they weren't successful, so I just want to let you know. 7-3 for now from KE4ZYQ.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 23 degrees.
This is KFAFQN listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 16 degrees.
W8BD. Somebody turn on W8BD. Oh, I just cut it. Good.
KF8BRC, KF8ATC. And no copy on KF8BRC. This is KF8ATC. Very clear.
KATB.
Good evening. Just got in the car heading home for dinner and, whoa, it is yucky out here. The last hour and a half, it got yucky.
Yeah, it sure did. I just left dinner on the way to the bowling league. I was quite surprised. Well, I don't know. This is like the winter of men's is never going to end.
Yeah, I keep hearing people say, ah, these are the winters we used to have back in the day, whatever that was. Yeah, it's been they're very wintry. Oh well. I just don't have time to go. I stopped about halfway home from the office at a place that's got good happy hour specials for dinner. So, hit the Woodward.
What place is that? We're always looking for good happy hour deals.
Yeah, well, there's quite a number of them, but the place I've been stopping lately on Mondays or Tuesdays is Eddie Merlot. They're a little bit of a chain steakhouse, but there's an Eddie Merlot right at the corner of Big Beaver and Woodward. I'm on the northbound side of Woodward, so I got to go right past it to go home. So I've been stopping there. The head bartender is the guy I knew from Cruise and Mirror down in Royal Oak. He came up to Eddie Merlot a couple years ago, and brought like half the staff from Cruise and Mirror up there. So he's a good guy. But they've got decent happy hour places for house wine and cocktails and some smaller dinners. That's up my alley.
I know Eddie Merlot. I've been there a couple times. My investment guy, he had a couple Christmas parties there. Food is good, if I remember. What kind of food do they have on the happy hour menu? Anything interesting?
Well, I have to confess I don't recall everything that's on it. I tend to get the exact same thing every time. They've got these little filet mignon sliders. Two little sliders and a basket of chips for, $15 or something, but they're good. Caramelized onions and melted cheese and mushrooms and, but there's two little filet sliders. So the steak is pretty good. Maybe not the same cut of filet that you're getting for your $50 entree, but it's pretty darn good. And it's just enough. That and the chips hits the spot for a light dinner, and the price is right. I don't recall what else they have on there, to be honest. I just don't pay attention. I get the same thing every time.
That sounds really good, actually. We'll have to try that sometime. A little bit out of our way. Taking a little bit to get there, but, I'll keep that in mind. So, I just left the deli. Always a good deli here. I've never been to, if you like deli, but it's Pickles and Rye out there in West Oldfield. Very good.
No, I've not been there. I do like Echo Kelly. Not been there. Not familiar with that one. But,
I tell you, Woodward's getting worse as they go up north.
Coming up to Hickory Grove here. Everybody is being cautiously slow, which is good. It's just frustrating. The guy in front of me doesn't know he's half in this lane and half in the other lane. I'm like, no, you're in the wrong set of tire tracks.
Yeah, it's coming down pretty good. I'm in Farmington right now. It's,
hours.
It's going pretty good, but the roads are not really slick at all. They're probably going to be in about another half an hour, but if it's driving like it's a speedway.
Yeah. Well, the happy hour there goes till 6:30, which is a little later than many, and we kind of like that because there are times I don't get out of the office in time. The place we usually go by our house, they moved the happy hour up. It's from, I think, 3 to 5 now. So 5 o'clock happy hour is down. I'm like, well, we're never there by 5. They said they weren't getting the right turnover from the bar into the dining room, so they adjusted the happy hour time. I'm like, well... Anyway, I weren't real happy about that. Get there really early to do that. Oh well.
Yeah, well, at 6:30, that's great. Yeah, that's an issue we run into all the time. By the time we think about going to happy hour, it's after 5, and most of them end. So that's the only point. Well, I'm just about where I'm going, so catch you later. I'm going to show them. Okay, it'll be easier.
Pretty good. Yeah, it was a good time. I enjoyed the show. I thought it was a little bigger, a little more, a little better attended than last year. I don't know. Maybe we'll expand some more next year. All right. Have fun tonight. Hope you bowl a 300. KB.
W8FU.
No, you are, but what am I?
You're a BB. What's shaken?
Well, I'll tell you what's shaken, my car, when I hit the brake, because it's really slippery out here. I just let her pull over the side of the road for a fire truck to come the other way, and I did not brake aggressively, and all of a sudden my ABS kicked in and shuddered my way over to the side of the road. So it is slippy. Now about 2 minutes from home, I thought I'd jump in and say hi.
Roger, yeah, you're noisy, but 100% readable, and yeah, it looks a little treacherous. I stayed a little after, met up with the ARPSC guys. They had a meeting. Fun was had by all. And left a little bit ago and stopped at City Burger. That's what Mama wanted. She wanted a City Burger. So stopped and got herself some $20 burgers. And then heading home with them now. Other than that, nothing going on. Get home, get into my comfortable clothes, eat my City Burger, pour myself a couple of fingers of something.
Well, yum. Well, I switched over to Phil's repeater since I'm now like a mile from home. And a $20 burgers, huh? Where'd you go, that Townsend? City Burgers. I'm not familiar with City Burgers, but it sounds like it looks like it. Yeah, it's real slick out here. I was mentioning to Phil a couple of minutes ago on the repeater, it's Woodward Avenue kind of just had, you know, two tire tracks for each lane, and, covering everything else, and then here on Orchard Lake Road, it's, everyone's going about 20 miles an hour, and it's kind of about right for the conditions.
Yeah, so everything here's got a, you know, got a coating on it. And, the roads look slippery, but I've not experienced any problems yet. I'm at 17 and Ryan, just getting ready to turn south. And, yeah, City Burger, it's a chain, but it's a limited chain. It's not a, you know, they're a bit more premium than, yeah, I wouldn't call them fast food, but I wouldn't call them a dining experience either. But the burgers are pretty substantial. And they're not cheap, you know, they're, you know, I don't think there's a burger under 12, 13 bucks, and, you know, in that 15 plus or minus range. So, you know, by the time you buy two and fries, so I guess in fairness, it's two burgers, two fries, and a tip was 40 bucks. So I guess I was including a tip and fries in there.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. Well, do enjoy. Well, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to maneuver the car into the garage and go inside and probably port two fingers or something as well. I'll catch you anon. T-A-B-B.
All righty. We'll look for you elsewhere later. I'm being blinded by the car across from me in the left turn lane. I can't tell if I can. Ah, yes, I can turn. All right, catch you later. You made it home safe. Good for you. W8FU.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ.
Good evening, Joe. How are you?
Well, Sean, first of all, thanks for asking. I'm better now than I was earlier today because I had to deal with some HOA issues I won't get into, but I had to read them the Riot Act to do what's already being paid for, so that's been straightened out. But I want to jump in briefly just to say thank you for all you do, repeater-wise, ham radio-wise, and just interacting-wise for people out here. We can never have too many good ham radio operators and people actually maintaining and taking care of the radio frequency repeaters that are available to people like me or otherwise. So I want to say a definite thank you.
Well, I was going to say careful there with that good people thing. Yeah, I don't know. But, No, I mean, I'll say thanks again, but, you know, honestly, Joe, I not necessary. You know, everybody has their thing they like to do in the hobby, and so you do it because you like to do it. And I'm doing what I like to do, so it really is not, it's not work if you like doing it, is what I've been told. I've pretty much lived that.
Oh, I get you, and I know you don't do it for kudos or pats on the back like a lot of people like myself. I do my job when I did it, and anything extra wasn't the intention wasn't for pats on the back or a bunch of accolades, you know, but it's always good to let those people that do the hard lifting and all the work that allow people like me to use and appreciate it and be involved. If there wasn't people like you and those out there maintaining, setting up, maintenance of the repeaters, there wouldn't be any, very little to none. So I grew up with the idea that it's always good to just make a recognition to say it's not being taken for granted, and it's definitely appreciated when used. So there's a balance to that. I understand the one side on your side, but people like me can't walk around and do things without giving some recognition just verbally and not trying to make a big deal, but it's got to be said because I can't keep it in and I can't just use it and be that cold, if you want to call it that, just callous. Somebody goes out of the way at a shopping store to move something out of the way or do something, I got to say thank you. I can't take it for granted. It's just not politeness in me.
All right, well, so noted. So we can put it to bed then. So I'll say thank you, and then we can move on. Anyhow, this weather is
is frosty. The Ford Motor Company tells me it's 23 degrees, so we're still a good clip below freezing. Snow is covering the ground. Things are a little dicey, not bad, but not great. And I did not plow my snowblow the last time it came through. I just said, to heck with it. It's too cold, and it's all fluffy. I'm not going to worry about it. Wish I hadn't done that, but here we are.
Yep, just saw that. Well, that was the issue I took care of today, having to push the right buttons and say the right things and talk about HOA dues and say, well, those won't be paid the next time you guys see do the service that I'm already paid for. And finally, everything got taken care of. They had at least 4 to 5 inches over here by me that had to be shoveled. And we're still getting some down, like you said, right now over here. We got some coming down here in Quick Township. But it's only supposed to be for just an hour or two, I think, till 8 p.m., somewhere around there. And then by 9 o'clock, it'll stop thereafter, I think. That's just today. I don't think the next few days are supposed to get much of anything till maybe Friday, some sort of precipitation.
Yep, I don't have that luxury, although I got a snowblower from Don. You remember Professor Don? I ended up getting a snowblower of his. It's nothing great, you know, it's just a little one of those single stage with a paddle. But it works good. Every time I hit the primer bolt, you know, 4 to 5 times and pull that cord, it starts right up and runs and does a really good job, unless it gets too wet and too deep. But for everything we've had this year, it sans one snow, it's been almost the perfect tool. So if I didn't have one, I probably wouldn't buy one. But now that I've had one, I'll keep one of these around for most of the snow. You know, that I always used to get the big 24-inch, you know, cut, you know, or with the dual stage, you know, and all that stuff. And yeah, this little paddle one that I got is definitely the one to have. You know, obviously, if you'd have both, it'd be great. And it would be better if I just had somebody else do it for me like you, but I don't have that luxury yet. I don't know. I gotta look into seeing if I can make something work out there. I either have to move to a some sort of a more retirement-oriented community, or I'm going to have to build a guest house and let my kid live there in the back and say, why don't you guys move here? I don't think you'll like that. Oh, well. Joe, I am coming up fast on the house here. I want to catch somebody else before I get parked real quick. So unless there's anything else, I'm going to say 73 and listen out. Get in with my burgers.
Well, no trouble. Thanks for coming back in a small QSO there right along. Yeah, I remember Don, by all means, and Walt and Carl, all these guys that passed away locally here around here. 73 for now. Thanks for the talk. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Oh, yeah, Carl. Thanks for reminding me of Carl. Yeah, Carl and Walt, of course, affected so many people. You know, it was funny, WAAD and WBAD both had such a, you know, profound effect on so many hams. You know, you can say what you will, but they will be remembered by more people than most. So, all right, catch you later, Joe. See you in the morning if I don't talk to you before. W8FU.
I had the luxury of meeting Walt, but never Don or Carl, but to talk to him many times. 73, KE4GYQ, clear.
All right, well, we better hurry, because the closing date was, if not today, it might be tomorrow. All right, yep, very good. I just backed in. Gonna shut her down and get inside with the city burgers. WNFU. Wrong frequency.
It happens to the best of us. W8RCY.
I was talking to Tom real quick before on digital, and I've got two handheld control head radios, and I grabbed for the one on the right I was talking to Joe on, and I didn't grab the one on the left, which I was just high-buying with Tom. All right, I got to get in with my burgers. That was true. I'm here and wasting time. Get them all right. Hello, Donald. Goodbye, Donald. Talk to you in a bit. WFU.
Hello, Donald. TC Kid Joe.
Good evening, Tom. Hopefully you're on your way home and you're not in any of that white fluff. I was in the white fluff this morning. I had to go over to the east side from where I'm at, over to St. Clair Shores, and take care of some legal stuff and odds and ends. So I was out in the elements first thing this morning. And I'm slowly getting my voice back as I was out. The incident with the missing little boy in Madison Heights was within three blocks of my senior campus. And this place was basically my senior campus, and the surrounding blocks around it were like ground zero. So we had helicopters, drones. We had all kinds of, It was, I wouldn't say there was really any organized groups out there, but there was a lot of citizen turnout to look for that little boy. And I was out there in the elements with my health issues, and I shouldn't have been, because this morning I didn't have much of a voice.
Did they find him?
Yeah, they found him safe and sound in a house about three blocks away from his parents' house, an empty house that he found his way into. And the family came home about 11:30 last night. And as they walked in their house, they heard noises. So the family evacuated. They called the police. The police walked in, and they found this missing child, 6 years old, has autism, taking a shower, of all things, in a totally stranger's house. But he is safe, he is sound, and he was back home with his family after a brief check out at a hospital just to make sure he was okay.
Those are the stories I like to hear.
Well, the one thing I got out of it is how a community pulled together. I mean, the city of Madison Heights, I've only lived in this city for, and county too, for about 12 years, and I'm originally from St. Clair Shores and Macomb County, I mean, all the way out to Chesterfield and all the little stops in between St. Clair Shores and Chesterfield. But I saw a community of diversification pull together, look for that little boy, and I went out, like I said, a couple times, and with my health the way it is, I shouldn't have, but I did. I put a mask over my mouth and a scarf over that so I wasn't inhaling cold air. But this morning I didn't have much of a voice when I was on the radio. But that was the biggest thing I got out of it, is how a community pulled together and everybody was out looking. There were so many people on foot looking that the local authorities were saying, you know, please get in your vehicles and drive because your scent is throwing off the canine dogs trying to track this little boy's tracks. So that was the biggest takeaway for me from it, and I was very proud of the city to do that.
Absolutely. All I got to do is follow Leo's and they'll direct you the right way of doing things. But it's good that a community came together and found him. That's always a good story compared to others that I have heard or seen. Casey, did you?
Yeah, I was impressed. I think that was the word I was trying to convey in a previous mention there on my previous presentation. I was just impressed on how the city came together. I mean, I've seen a lot of things in my communities. You know, we've had flood damages and things like that in St. Clair Shores when the banks overfilled. And you had things like the Army Corps of Engineers, but in the sandbagging campaigns and the levees we used to have to build in the, I think it was the late 70s or early 80s along the shoreline there. how communities come together to do that. But when you're looking for a little boy that has a disability like that and how they came out, I was watching it for the last couple hours, and like I said, I had drones flying, I had helicopters flying, and we have a huge field between my senior campus and the hospital. It's about maybe the size of 4 football fields put together, I would say, in a, like a gigantic rectangle, and it's just dark forest, and all you saw was flashlights. I mean, granted, I was out there with a flashlight earlier in the evening, but when it was as late as it was, as pitch black as it was treacherous, and my hat's off to everybody who was in that field, because there are coyotes, wolves, and other little critters out there, and I've been here, like I said, 12 years, and it was my first time I ever set foot in that field, and it was for that little boy. Sure.
Oh, I get it. I said it's when I lived in L.A. and was part of the Explorer program for L.A. County Sheriff's, we were involved in the search of a missing child, and, you know, nothing more than none. It was crazy. I mean, we were in the, what we call the L.A. River, which is basically just a channel that, you know, that comes down from the mountain. But, yeah, I mean, we spend hours out there, you know, looking for somebody, you know, looking for this kid that might have been washed down. And he was eventually found probably about a mile or two from where I was at.
WARCY. Yeah, I've been to California a few times, but it's mostly for racing business stuff that I've done over the years, and I'm usually either, like, 4 stops we made throughout California, from the north end to the south end, and I remember that L.A. thing, and it's like a concrete river basin or something where all the floodwater goes. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. It's like a flood channel or whatever else. They call it the L.A. River because, you know, there's a small stream that runs through it, but it's part of it. And, yeah, I was out there during one of the monsoons, I guess you could say, in the mid-80s, and there was so much water, and it comes down there, and it's just like a river, and if you get caught in it, there is very little chance of survival.
Yeah, I've heard the stories, the horror stories, and seen what I've seen in the movies over the years, but yeah, so I figured you were talking about. But anyhow, excuse me, voice I guess is starting to go again because I've been talking a little bit here. I was on the phone with my sister a little while ago, but yeah, so anyway, well, all right, well, I take it you're on your way home, so you have a good evening the rest of the way. Be safe, take your time. Can't beat Mother Nature, so don't try. And I'll be around in the morning like I usually am. I may not be saying much, but I'm always out there. So have a great evening. Good talking to you. We'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
I get some honey and lemon and some tea and some green tea, and it'll be all set. That'll help you throw. I think get some seeds from Young Living. Tastes nasty, but it works. All right, I'll talk to you in the AM. 73 for now. Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 16 degrees.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees.
T8BB.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees.